Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys. I told you I've been off this motherfucker for 3 weeks. You know, I'm a junkie when it comes to shit I like. And I really fucking like doing these videos. Even though I use similar titles on a lot of shows, if you really, you know, fucking listen to them and go back to the one you heard before and listen to it, you'll see they're very different. They're genuinely about different issues within the same topic. Now, I know you're curious to how I have so much shit to talk about. And I guess you should want to know that. Listen, I'm really asking this. Do you take the time to answer the questions you ask yourself? Now, goddammit, I got my fucking blog talk up so you can call in. You don't have to be afraid. And just stay in the little chat on the stream line, or stream line, or whatever it is. You can be real and have something to say and let's talk about it. Or you can continue to do what you do. The reason I have so much to say is I'm not faking. I'm like real. I'm not lying to embellish my reputation. I'm not faking about my commitment to you. And as far as I'm not doing none of that to enlarge my persona to you. I got unlimited shit to talk. And if you notice, I talk about different shit on these broadcasts, regardless of its title being similar. It's really because I got a really enormous amount of ego. And I have an incredible amount of integrity. See, life is a combination of your commitment and your integrity. See, I'm real about it. I know about it. You know, and I share with you what I've learned about it. And these two things go hand in hand when it comes to representing a higher level of understanding. You got to see that, you know, I have an obligation to check you and your emotions at the door. This is something you should remember. I'm at the point, if I hurt your feelings, so goddamn what? I'm glad I heard it. I'm glad I did, because you don't have any business in the way if you can't control your feelings of what you let next to them. So what I'm saying is, you can't be the dude who wears his motherfucking feelings on the tip of his toes in this crowded ass world. If you do, every time somebody asks you to do stuff on your toes, your feelings gonna be hurt. See, once you allow yourself to start feeling, get your feelings involved, your emotions enter the picture. Once you have your feelings and emotions working together, especially if it's in a negative way, all the things you profess to be you goes out the goddamn window. It starts to become irrelevant. Fuck what you say, because you're emotional now. See, that's when your integrity comes into play. And you're either going to realize that you're being emotional and calm down, take a breath, regroup, or whatever you have decided will allow you to come back to reality and stop tripping. Or you're going to be tripping. And so you must be really careful, because this is also where you begin to lose what little integrity you have. Now, if you accept what integrity means, you'll know you're in the possession of a certain quality and firmly adhere to higher moral principles or standards. See, integrity to an alpha man is so essential. It's like the water you drink to stay alive. Without water, you're not going to last very long in this world. And it's the same with integrity. If you don't possess the quality of integrity, you will never be a quality man. I've got to the point in our business of being alpha man, we need to fully understand the words used to describe integrity. Now, the first two words of the description make a statement. First two words are the quality. If you're being honest with yourself, there are not very many of you motherfuckers out there that will use those two words to describe yourself. And we know that's, you know, having quality. Plural. I mean, it goes on to say that you need to possess and steadfastly adhere to high moral principles and standards. I mean, how many of you guys can honestly say you do that? Any of you can say you do it. But how many of you being honest? See, you guys know you will bend the rule or change up what you're supposed to do in a heartbeat. You don't have any steadfast principles, and you won't have any if you're not aware of who you are and have the confidence to fucking show you know yourself. Women can feel or can easily see you don't have any backbone when they first goddamn speak to you. It's in your voice. And it gives away where you stand in the moral arena. And these days and times, I'm talking about, it's really important for you to know this. Women judge whether or not, you know, you good for a gold card, and whether or not, you know, that they can get you to, you know, get cash from you. I mean, they do all these judgments based on how you appear to them. And I think that talking about integrity is an appropriate topic for any time, because integrity and making moves go hand in hand. Now, on another note, did you motherfuckers wake up and claim the day? Did you say to yourself, today is my day? You know, I'm trying to be an, you know, alpha motherfucker, and trying to be an alpha motherfucker can be defeated if you allow it to defeat you. That's what being alpha is, dealing with really rough and tough mental shit. If you had an opportunity to win $100 and you only won $1, I'm saying, wouldn't you feel as if you lost? I mean, you might can see the bright side of shit, but a way to win or winning, if that's the case, would be a motherfucker, you know, getting a substantial part of that $100. So, to me, what I'm saying is this. When I was in the streets, after winning, I told you, I would speak to at least 100 women every week. Most of them, I didn't care. You know, I didn't even follow up with a simple couple of statements, as I always did when I felt cool. But I'm saying, most of them motherfuckers I didn't do them say, hey, what's going on? And keep it quick and moving. Because I know, and I know not to waste no fucking time with a woman unless she's giving me true action. Action I can see. Now let me tell you something. You don't know how good I felt at the end of each week. Sometimes I even had counted the women I spoke to that week. And I felt I really accomplished something quite fly because I stood strong to what I spoke to that week. And I'm telling you, that kind of shit is just empowering. I felt I really accomplished something quite fly. Because I stood strong to my commitment of speaking to 100 women that week. And it was fly because of my integrity. And I ain't, you know, gonna say shit out of my mouth that I don't intend no good. And I try hard not to procrastinate because I know I learned accepting procrastination in your life is the first step to becoming a zero as a person. If I accept I should speak to 100 women per week, 50, 60, 80, 99, will not motherfucking do. I don't look at how hard it's going to be to speak to all the goddamn women. Sure, I got to be busy, but what else do I have to do? It's all about improving it, you know, in your abilities. So the only thing that's important is that I know no matter how many of them goddamn women turn me down, it's they motherfucking locks. And I think like this partly because of the integrity I have. And over the years, I've developed a guard that protects me from slipping when it comes to you don't realize how much baggage the motherfucking women of today have. You're going to be dealing with all of them. Unless you let them know from jump street, you ain't trying to deal with no baggage. Discard it because it's over, it's in the past, or bring it on into right now, which is your future. I don't know, which one do you want to do, baby? You know, some of the, you know, the fucking baggage comes from how little integrity she sees in the men that, you know, she's been dealing with in the past. How many of you motherfuckers have said to a woman, you don't have time to play games, but she sat there waiting on some kind of response from her? See, right there, you didn't put your integrity on Front Street, and if you don't get your ass up and leave, you know, she knows you don't have no integrity or very little. Unless you get her to talk to you, or is not talk to you, but unless you get her to talk you into staying, you're supposed to leave. Integrity comes into play anytime you make a committed statement. You know, when you say you don't deal with out-of-pocket women, but you throw your money around at the strip club, you're simply a glorified trick. Most of your problems with women comes from the shit you created for yourself with this crazy shit you believe. Those of you who believe it ain't tricking if you got it are fools. Some of you say that shit and spend money you don't have on strippers, and you still claim you ain't no goddamn trick. By the way, fellas, there's no such thing as a trick who don't have it. That's why they spend it, because they fucking factored in a monthly pussy budget. So this money they have for pussy. None of you can get that motherfucking stripper to see past them motherfucking greenbacks you shooting at her. You know, I'm saying, they see you as hip squares. You know, with a little bit of money to fuck off. And, you know, if you had any goddamn integrity, it would keep you from ever even going to be seen handing a bitch some kind of tip as a stripper. I know, you know, you guys have checked their credentials, and you know they ain't, you know, like what I'm talking about. And they don't have no nigga at home checking that dough you motherfucking killing on with. Most of you are nothing but glorified squares. Now, I know this because even if you accepted what I said is true, you're not going to do squat about it. All of you motherfuckers are guilty of accepting what I said, or guilty of making claims you have no intentions on keeping, and you think nothing of it. What kind of integrity do you have? What the ladies see are soft sucker ass dudes with no spank. Now, I refuse to allow any woman or person to sell my integrity. So each of you out there should adopt this or a similar philosophy. Because the more you check women and keep yourself in check, they will start to notice and things will begin to change. You know, it all begins and ends with you. It begins and ends with you and your principles about what you'll stand for. I ain't standing for shit from one of my friends unless it's something I agree with. And I'll charge it all to my integrity, win, lose, or draw with the bitch. It begins and ends with where you stand as a man. And where I stand is non-negotiable. None of it. Even when I don't get what I want, I'm happy I, you know, served up some reality, some proper alpha dollar combo. More than anything, most of the women I meet show me respect. I'm talking about out of awe and admiration, as it should be. Now, I've been talking to y'all these few minutes. Motherfuckers ain't got shit to say. You know, I ain't mad. Because I need to do this shit. Because I ain't did it. Like, you know, like I said, but I keep telling you motherfuckers, you gonna wait till my next semester begins and then you're gonna want me to let you in, blah, blah, blah. I can't do that goddamn shit. So I got 3 weeks to the next semester. All you motherfuckers that want to fuck with me got an opportunity to fuck with me. You just got to get on it. You can't keep procrastinating. You know, it's hard to admit certain things about yourself. What you do about it, instead of admitting it, just try to hide whatever it is that you're ashamed of. Or, you know, at least you try to keep it out of as many people face as you can. See, exposure is a true monster. Do any motherfuckers want it? Exposure? When I do something, I do it well. When I start something, I finish it the way it should be done. I learned that from my childhood boxing coach, Archie Moore. You know, he was light heavyweight champion of the world, known as the Mongoose. I believe a lot of the things that were drilled into my head, sometimes pounded into my head, was rooted in the need for a firm backbone. All the people that used to fuck with me when I was a kid, adults, they knew as a man you needed a firm backbone. Excuse me. I learned a lot from Archie Moe. And there's no way any person who fucked with me can tell you any different than I'm a real bro. You know, a stand-up man. If I expect you to do it, I expect it of me too. I mean, that's, you know, why my circle of friends is so small. And I intend to keep it that goddamn way. So, think about this. How many champions can it be? Whatever number you come up with, there's 100,000 more people, 100,000 times that number, more people, you know, who study boxing, sports, and, you know, other fields of endeavor and never made it. Champions, you got to think about this. Champions only deal with other champions. And they do that because of the mindset another champion has, which is the same as his. Otherwise, only other champions understand there's never a day off. There's no such thing as doing it later. The only speed you go is all out. Remember, any one of you who decide to fuck with me personally, you know, there ain't no sitting there. Or I have ever with me. I don't hang with mama's boys. I don't deal with a motherfucker, you know, fucking a bitch and gotta ask me for some money. Ain't that a bitch? I surely don't hang out with dudes who are like procrastinators. I don't really care for dudes who can't depend on whoever they sleep with. I surely, you know, don't hang with them. We really don't do that. So what I'm saying is, I don't care for dudes who expect you to motherfucker get in that goddamn car and it's shaking and shit, or it's close to on empty. You know, and, oh man, that concept drives me crazy. I can't get in that car. So what I'm saying is, if everything ain't right, your air conditioning ain't working right, why the fuck do you want me to get in your car? I think way highly of myself more than that. If you keep your vehicle on empty, don't expect me to get in your car. The things that I listed are some of the things real motherfuckers will never do. And this is what, you know, we do at Cyber Universal. We go deep. We go into what is the correct thing to do and why is it correct. But, you know, in my group, the recipe for pound cake, if that's the case, was passed down from generation to generation. In my family, the recipe for sweet potato pie and many other fucking dishes was all passed down. Now, over the years, you know, times have changed, tastes have changed, but when times or occasions come to where you go get a good home-cooked meal, where the fuck do you go? Whose house do you go over? If it's not mom's, it's somebody that cooks a slow soup, you know, the old school way, you know. Because that's the way you used the food taste. Shit. I'm saying, I know I always wanted to go to the one who, like, makes all the shit closest to mom's. Closest to that earlier generation's birthday. Now, why is that, I wonder? You know why? It's because cakes are cakes. But if you want a pound cake or a sweet potato pie, like many other things or dishes in today's world, old school kills it every time. Hands down. Have you tasted that dry ass fucking sweet potato pie that these motherfuckers or that pound cake they be having to serve? You know, you probably wouldn't know any better. Because you never had real pound cake or had a slice of real sweet potato pie. I am no so goddamn glad that I was born than I was. Them motherfuckers today don't even know what fruit is supposed to taste like. Them dry ass goddamn peaches, fucking hard ass nectarines, plums and all this watermelon. That shit that today don't taste like I know that shit should taste. Today they just trip on the being big, that's why they inject that steroid shit in that fruit. They don't have any trip about that fruit tasting like what it is. You know, believe it or not, I can bake with the best of the women of today. I can. I can cook any meal I want, any meal I want to eat, and I can bake any dessert I desire. And you know, when we was in our kids, in our early teens, my mama made all my brothers and me know how to cook, clean, and sew. I mean, I could do all that goddamn shit. Well, I didn't understand it then, but, you know, she was preparing us to be independent motherfuckers. You know, we ain't gonna need no goddamn. We gonna be happy with the motherfucking woman that we chose. We don't need no certain kind of woman. Now, my mama didn't explain all that, or maybe you didn't mean all that, but that's what I'm getting from what the fuck she said or did. You know, to me, you know, you give a motherfucker an opportunity to work with you. I mean, you don't do it because you're a nice guy. You do it because motherfucker said some shit you like, or you think this would be good for you. So what I'm saying is, you ain't a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? You do what you do because whatever this motherfucker said to you made you believe it's going to be an asset to what you try. So you hook up with the motherfucker, and things get rolling and all that nothing good. So you fuck with dude. You make a little contract with it. Last time, but why things keep happening? And, you know, and this motherfucker is supposed to handle this shit. Excuses are coming left and right. And slowly, I realize this motherfucker don't know shit. This motherfucker didn't read this fucking mom. Google shit. Motherfuckers is just like all these other dudes up today. The internet got them motherfuckers thinking so fucked up that they think they can do shit IT motherfuckers do. So I trusted this, you know, fool, and my computer got fucked up with his half-baked ass fucking information. And I had to spend money to undo the shit he did. Now, of course, when I got rid of contact, I couldn't contact him. He wasn't returning my calls. So, I mean, goddamn, I guess he thought I was going to wait till he returned from Jupiter. Because I'm sure he was somewhere out of town. So, the moral of the story, most motherfuckers don't know shit. They only know motherfuckers say they know what they read, but what they read is only 1/8 of what they really know about the topic. It ain't like they read this, that, and the other and have done this, that, and the other to show that what they read was right. They read it, they ain't never done a motherfucking thing, they can experiment on your shit. This is all fucked up. That's where I win. What's the other side of the universe? I'm taking you through it. You're going to learn shit, you know, that you need to do or you can do right now, the day you graduate. I don't blow smoke up your goddamn ass and call it a day. I take you through the rigors of learning how to think on your feet. And by the way, what the fuck are you guys waiting on? Shit. In a week, I'm going to be in the last fucking month. I guess I'm already in the last month for this semester. You know what I mean? You guys need to start getting ahead on this shit. I saw everything coming, so I'm prepared. You know, it's going to make some people break under pressure. It's going to make some people stand up. But it doesn't matter. I'm here for the ones that will be here in the end. You know, so you just got to understand what I'm saying. And if you understand what I'm saying, you just follow through with what these thoughts make you think. And these thoughts are going to make you think something that will make you take a position. That's why you got to be careful. You don't want to take the wrong position. But you better understand, you gotta take a position. How the fuck you gonna just not take a position? Hey, motherfuckers, look. Okay, I'm gone. Hey, look, I'm probably gonna do another video. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, but you know, nigga ain't been doing that much shit. And I'm just feeling good. So, you know, that's that.